This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Money in the Quran, subhanAllah, you wonder that Allah spoke about it, and the answer is yes. Al-mal wal-banun, money, wealth, and children, the beauty of this dunya. And al-baqiyat al-salihat, what is the righteous deeds that gonna stay later on. And scholars talked about it as it's probably the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah wa alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla, wa la quwwata illa billah. So Allah mentioned it here as the beauty of the dunya. But we go to a portion of the Quran in Surah Al-Qasas where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about money, and not about the money itself, but about the wealthy people. And how should wealthy people do, and how should they not do, or things they should not act. And he brought the example of Qarun. Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa. Qarun was from the people of Musa. Fabagha alayhim. He transgressed against them. And Allah will show us exactly how he did. Why is that? Well, Allah says, وَأَتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. We have gave him wealth and treasures. The amount of it, Allah did not say how much, but he gave us a clue. The keys for the treasures, just the keys, will be very difficult for a group of very strong men, uli al-quwwa, to carry the keys. So you can imagine how much wealth he had. Okay, what's wrong with that? Some people are wealthy. Now, قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحُ. His people told him, don't be too happy. Don't be too arrogant. إِنَ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Allah don't love those who are not exactly happy, meaning people feel good, but when they are happy because of what they have, and they are arrogant, they are showing off, they feel they are better than other people. And now you say, well, Allah gave me money, shouldn't I spend it? And Allah responds, he knows what we think. وَبِالتَّغِي فِيمَا أَدَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. The main focus, the main thing we should spend our money is, use it for your akhirah. Get yourself in a much higher place in akhirah by the money Allah give you. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to live my life. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share from this life. Alhamdulillah, balance. This deen is balanced. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. They are reminding him, do good, be excellent, be kind in your conduct, just like how Allah was kind and generous to you. They are reminding him, the money is not from you. Allah gave it to you. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do not use the wealth that Allah gave you to spread mischief on this earth. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Allah does not love those who spread corruption and mischief. So basically they gave him an advice. They didn't get anything out of it. They didn't ask for anything, but just an advice. Look at his response. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I deserve this because I did it. I got it. I worked hard for it. Allah said, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Allah now is responding when he came out very arrogantly, says, I did it. I worked very hard. I collected all this. I was smart. I did this. I did that. Allah responded, reminding him, don't you remember? Don't you know that there were people before you, nations before you, way more strong than you are. They have way more wealth, وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا, way more wealth than you. Don't you remember this? And Allah says, after they do the sins, they will not have a second chance. وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Now, with this advice, what did he do? Nothing. Continued. That's all lessons for us. Continued. Money usually corrupts people, إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي, except very few people. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. He came out, walked Allah didn't tell us how, but he came out and his people were seeing him, fi zinati, with his entourage, with his wealth. Now, people are seeing him. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Those who their focus is dunya said the following, wow. يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Wow, we wish we have what he has. He is really lucky. قَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. Those who have knowledge says, woe on you. تَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. People who have knowledge, look at the dialogue. So he's coming out with his beauty, with all his wealth, right? With showing his wealth. So the people of dunya says, wow, he's really lucky. You know, he has this car, he has this house, she has this that jewelry. I wish I had it. That's what they said. People of knowledge, meaning people who their knowledge is beneficial for them, that they see this is temporary. They see that this will not get them to what Allah wants them to in Akhirah. وَيْلَكُمْ woe on you. The rewards of Allah are way more than this material thing. And who's going to get the reward of Allah? Believe, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and do a good deed. And he or she needs to be patient. That's why he said, وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. Jannah, here. Jannah, the people who are patient. Patient, why patient in here? Patient is to not to be lured by the dunya, not to be corrupted by the wealth, not to be jealous in the negative way when you don't have what other people have. Now what happened? He walked arrogantly. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the punishment. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرُضُ. We made the earth swallow him and his house. فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِيَةٍ يَنْصُرُهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصَرِينَ. Nobody came to his rescue. وَأَصْبَحَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوا مَكَانَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ. Those who were so jealous and wanted what he had, saying, يَقُولُونَ وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Whoa, looks like Allah is the one who choose to give whoever he will from his servants. Those people who wanted what he had, now they are saying, after seeing what happened to him, wow, it looks like it's Allah's choice. He gives more whom he wills, or he holds from he wills. If it was not for the blessings of Allah, we would have ended the same way he ended. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Those who are ungrateful, they will never be successful. What do we learn from this beautiful story, but full of advices? Money and wealth comes from Allah. Even if we work very hard for it, it's always from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah put the barakah in my effort. Allah put barakah in my planning. Allah put blessings in my efforts and how I am doing it. Number one. Number two, many people work hard, as hard as I am or you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his wisdom, doesn't give them. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. He gives to whom he wills. Now, when I get it, when I have it, that's the lesson here. What should I do? I always connect النعمة بالمنعم. I connect the blessing with the source of the blessing, or the one who gave me the blessing. I need to use it in the way that pleases him. I'm not going to be arrogant. I am not going to be showing off on people. I don't think I'm better than others because I have and they don't. No. I need to use it for the sake of Allah, the way that pleases Allah. But I should not live the way that pleases Allah also, meaning, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ. Use it for your dunya, but don't use it in a way to look down at people or to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the end, as Allah showed us, it's a very short story. He showed us the end of it. And the punishment is the same, of equal or parallel to the sin. He was arrogant, Allah made the earth swallow him. And anybody who is ungrateful, may Allah protect us all. We have to be very careful that we may be not exactly like Qarun, but maybe we have one or two of his quality. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us when he gives us, and he did, and bestowed on us a lot of blessings, and he did. that makes us always remember he was the source, make us among the grateful. وَقَلِيلُ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few of my servants are grateful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those few. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the grateful. Ameen.